And, I usually put it on my little calendar. I'm about to do that.
Well, catch your breath.
It would be a good idea if we tried to...
We're glad that...
No, that thing's really sensitive. It'll pick up. Don't curse on your breath. It'll catch it.
Okay, well, thank you all for coming this morning. We're going to start the Thursday, November 21st, Public Arts Committee meeting at this time. And I'm Catherine Griffone, the chair of this group, of this wonderful creative group. And we have and welcome a new member to our Public Arts Committee, and that is Councilman Ralph Busby. And welcome, and do you want to say a little bit about yourself or anything? And then we want to introduce ourselves around.
Or my life history.
Whatever.
No, I'm glad to be here. Sandy asked me if I could, and I was happy to accept. Obviously not an artist, but I've dabbled in photography throughout my life.
And okay.
I actually took several art courses when I went to school. So as I told her, I took drawing ducks, sculpting ducks, painting ducks, history of ducks. I won't tell you where I went to school.
Now, you know, and it just so happens that over at the Visual Arts Center right now in the upstairs gallery is a duck exhibit. It's really
those are neat.
Really fascinating. So let's just go around the table. So Judy, do you want to say who you are? Does Ralph, has he ever met
Judy,
you?
I run the rec center. So.
Okay, and
Ralph knows me.
Yeah.
He's probably sorry.
And I'm Sally Hawk. I'm the director at the Visual Arts Center for OCCA.
And I'm Mary Peterson, and I'm just a vocal volunteer.
And interested in the arts, and you're also on the Coastal Arts Guild over at the Visual Arts Center. And we have other people who are a part of this committee that aren't here today. So welcome, and we just do lots of interesting, exciting things, and we even get into deep details. So we're glad that you're here. I see no public comment this morning, at least not yet at the moment. So let's go ahead on the approval of the minutes. We have minutes of September 12 and October 31. And Peggy, thank you for doing those. I have one observation on September 12. It's at the bottom of the first page. Peggy, where you're mentioning Jerry Harpster, trustee of Mark Sponenberg Estate, that paragraph?
Yeah.
And et cetera, blah, 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 blah. And then he noted the artist liked Site 2 best, as did, and that would be OCCA staff, not PAC, not Performing Arts Center. Just a minor thing there that... Folks, is there anything else on September 12 minutes? All right, let's look at October. Peggy, do you want us to approve
them
all together or one at a time?
Yeah.
All right. So may I have a motion for approval on the September 12 minutes?
We approve the minutes from September 12.
With changes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. With changes. Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. The Halloween minutes. Well, that was fun the last time. Remember, we had
cupcakes and everything.
Cupcakes. Yeah, I didn't mention that. And we had cupcakes. Anyway, this I think is really, you know, we had that interesting presentation by Ursula and so on. Mm-hmm. And any changes, corrections, or additions to these minutes? Okay, may I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay, thanks. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Approved. Good. And thank you, Peggy, on that. Really,
you're welcome.
Really appreciate that. All right, so you all, of course, have been hearing for several months off and on about mother and child, and an update on that as we are moving forward is that these things, of course, were presented at the OCCA board meeting earlier this month with, you know, a great deal of discussion and interest and that sort of thing. And actually, Jerry Harpster was our guest for a while at the beginning of that board meeting. Mm-hmm. And as we are moving forward, the main thing that, you know, the OCCA board, and understandably, you know, wants to make sure about is that there is a nice enough healthy balance, you know, left over for contingencies and maintenance. So we're in the process now. I've been meeting with Duns Electric. Jerry and I were on location. Luckily, it was one of the days it wasn't raining, a beautiful day. On location, looking and thinking and measuring. We took lots of rope and measured and decided on an oval about 21 feet across at its furthest point and approximately 15 feet deep. Richard Holland from Duns Electric and Jerry and I have been out on location and measuring and looking, and we kind of laid that out. I've met with Tim Gross on location. That day it was raining, but not too badly. And, you know, bringing him up to speed on things, because at the last meeting, Peggy had indicated that, you know, the city could probably get the concrete at a more reasonable price, because you buy lots of concrete, than if OCCA went somewhere and said, hey, you know, will you pour that? Obviously, of course, OCCA will pay the city, reimburse the city for, you know, the concrete and this sort of thing. So Tim and I have, you know, have met. He said there are a lot of variables. He's going to be getting back to me with either some websites or some specific pages of things, you know, that deal with maybe what kind of concrete, you know, what hue that concrete might take, because of course we do want it to, you know, blend and be part of, you know, these golden hues here. So we have yet to look at, you know, samples. There are different types of surfaces in the concrete. I mean, it could just be totally flat. It could have a little bit of a surface to it. So these are all variables relating to the pad, the actual oval, the concrete pad.
Have the sighting of the lights been determined?
I'm going to get to that in a moment. Okay.
Sorry.
So that's all right. So anyway, and what Tim thought he would do is to go out and just put some stakes and markers in, and this, and then just do a little paint around, I guess, like that. You know, so everyone, you know, can visualize this better, because the rope that we used before and measured, of course, we've taken that up. So that's in progress. Duns Electric has, you know, presented one bid. I need to get back with Doug. Tim had a good idea about something, and this was presented at the OCCA board, is to not only have front lights, and we're looking, one option are lights way down here, you know, ground level, shining, focus and shining up to mother and child. We've all decided we don't want poles around, you know, something like that is really going to, is that in your way? Is really going to, you know, take away. I mean, you have this nice, calm, beautiful setting, and then you have a pole sticking up, you know, where there's a light on it. You know, doesn't seem, you know, very artistic and amenable to the surrounding. So initially, it's some lights, and, you know, there are specific names that I won't go into of, you know, industry names is what I mean for, you know, lights that would be down here pointing up. But Tim had a good, what I thought was a good idea, and that is to also light it from behind. Because a lot of people are going to be seeing this sculpture from the parking lot. You know, there's lots of activity that goes on in the parking lots at night. And if it's only lit from the front, then what you see from the parking lot side is a
black lump.
Whereas if it were also, if there were lights around here to the back, then it could be seen from all ways.
The trees don't block it?
Actually not. We went and stood and walked around the parking lot. These are high enough up.
Okay.
And this is on a little bit, it's a good question, and this is on a little bit of a rise, so that when you're back in here standing, the trees start above, and you can actually see. And you guys might want to go over and walk around and look at that. There's one little branch that's kind of getting dead light that Tim thinks, you know, might...
To trim it.
Just a trim, and I think it's that one right there, but I won't be for sure. So that concept is on the table as well, about lighting that would be, around it. The bench thing has not been... I have not had time to continue pursuing that. I know the name is Bob Fuller here, I believe. Tim was saying that I haven't had time to pursue with Bob. If there's anyone who's waiting in line to have a public bench go somewhere, you know, and Judy, thank you for saying last time that they're about $1,000.
Mm-hmm. By the time they get here,
The shipping and handling and
Cascade. Somebody up in Portland, and they ship them down here and everything.
Okay.
And it's the ones the parks put up all on the bayfront, so.
Mm-hmm. And,
So the lights that are sort of in ground, are they going to be really, really sturdy so we don't have to worry about vandalism or
Well, they have those ones that are really thick glass with a...
And, yeah, so what we have been addressing that about, you know, all the ways for, you know, for something that might break or vandalism. We walked over to Don Davis Park and, you know, looked at options there. So anyway, this is kind of, you know, where we are. We are you know, making progress, and the OCCA board is really, you know, excited about this. So, you know, we'll just see about when all of the costs, you know, come in so that we make sure that we have funds left over for upkeep and maintenance. We're also looking at just opening this up just a little bit right here so that you have, you know, you don't have to traipse across the grass to get to, and, you know, just a little opening right there. And I thought that was a good idea that Tim had on that. So any questions at the moment? It's moving forward. We're getting, you know, meeting and getting some prices and more of that. You know how it all goes.
So is this still, I mean, you still want to do this on December 16th at council?
Well, I think what I want to do is to talk to Tim first. And Jerry Harpster and I are back and forth also on concepts of lighting and that sort of thing. And so I want to see where we are, on that. It was my understanding that we didn't have to have all of the finances, every single cent in place, that the city council would not be interested in every single little thing of that. It's just the concept of, can we do this? And so, and that's a good question, Peggy. It would seem to me that we should go ahead and have it, because if for some bizarre reason, you know, the city council would say, no, you know, we don't want that there, then, you know, there's no point, you know, doing more and more hours of costing and looking at concretes and colors and stuff like that. But what do you think?
Advise me on that. The city council probably doesn't care about the finances because that's not the city's issue. That's
money.
OCCA's issue.
Right.
So I think if OCCA is ready to make a presentation and ask council to direct staff to prepare an agreement between the city and OCCA, that would be an opportune time to do that.
Great.
And then also, assuming that there will be a quorum of this group that night, the 16th, we will notice that as a joint meeting of the Public Arts Committee and the City Council, just so that you can all be in the room, quorum of you could be in the room.
Right, and thank you. So when will you need to know at what date as to who else from the Public Arts Committee might be there?
We need to know by December 8th.
Okay, by December?
Wait, a week before.
Well, if you notice it, it doesn't matter.
If we notice it, it doesn't matter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What we need to know is by December, by the week before, we need to know for sure that you want to move forward on the 16th agenda. So if you don't, we can
do.
Okay, then.
Yeah. So no, that answer is already.
We don't need anything unless you want something to go in the packet, and we do need that a week before.
Uh-huh. And by December 8th. Yes, and I think it would be good. Don't you, Ralph? We have this picture. In the packet, the cover, like
I think the picture is self-descriptive except for the lighting. Mm-hmm.
And so probably this picture and maybe the cover showing Mary Lewis, the artist. So I'll get those you for the packet.
And if you think you're going to want slides of those, you'll need to bring the slides on a thumb drive that night, the night of the meeting.
And we could also, something that might be interesting to council would be the page showing the construction of the, of the base and how Jerry has, designed it. And of course, we as a group have already talked about this, to be tamper-proof. And and things like that. So cool.
So we'll put you down on that agenda, and the best idea is to try to keep your presentation no longer than 10 minutes.
I imagine that'll be very easy to do. So 10 minutes or less, right? So can we know? Do any of of you know right now whether? let's see. That's December 16th. Monday, December 16th is just the one and only meeting in December for City Council. So could I know right now, Mary, are you
I believe I want to? I will be in town and there's no problem.
Okay. And Sally?
I really can't tell you at this moment, but presumably I would say.
I'll just put a question mark on that. I'm just trying to get a kind of a feel now. Judy, do you?
I should be able to. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll try to find out for you.
We're going to notice it as a joint meeting, so if the quorum...
So it happens, it happens, and if...
It doesn't hurt anything if there's not a quorum.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
This isn't a very nice topic, but did you think about anti-theft measures when you designed this? I realize that weighs a lot, but... there's nothing to keep somebody in a truck from backing over the curb there and backing right up to it. There's no bollards around it, or there's no support underneath it that's impenetrable. Those kind of things.
Okay, that's a good question. What Jerry Harpster has done, there will be, and Tim and I have been talking about. Also the securing of the base to the concrete pad, for number one. But there's also rod and stuff in the sculpture that will go down and attach to the base. So So there are measures. Now, obviously, if someone is so super intent on grabbing mother and child, I imagine there would be a way. But that's a good question. We'll make sure to mention that on the 16th about the securing of the base to the pad, the sculpture to the base.
And Jerry mentioned that he's using these tamper-resistant screws that you have to have a special tool for.
Won't they be internal anyway rather than external?
Well, the plate on the back of the base has four screws in it that are tamper-resistant screws that require a special screwdriver to release them.
That's right.
And then once you get in there, it's bolted down in at least four places inside, mm-hmm. into the concrete, through the base.
Mm-hmm. And thanks, Sally, about mentioning the tamper. And that's, you know...
That was a topic of discussion
right here
at a previous meeting.
Right, that's on the outside. All of this stuff is secured down and on the on the inside of the bronze base and everything. Good question. Anything else on that that...
No, I don't think the council would have any problem with it. Okay. Happy to see it go forward.
Okay. I think it would be a beautiful addition to the lawn and everything at the Performing Arts Center. Okay, so we are on now to public art inventory discussion, and... I know, Peggy, you were working to get this form, wasn't it, on one page?
And it's there.
My, look at this. That should be, is that further
on the
there?
Back side. A couple in.
It's in the packet, but I
Thank
didn't want to kill any trees. So
what we're looking at, Ralph, is... this one right here. And would someone like to just give a brief description for Ralph to bring him up to speed on our initiative that we have launched since we've been a committee here about the public art inventory? Who's
the committee?
Well, I think there's no complete... full inventory of what art the city has in each of its buildings or out in the public or anywhere, and we just feel that that it's time there should be, not only for insurance as we've discussed, but just so the city knows what it has. We also, the library has been very helpful in putting together a database for us. Through this form, they will take that information and put it in their database, and we can build on it as we learn more about each artist or where things are, and people pop up and say, don't forget this one or that one, and I don't know, that's kind of really brief, but...
Well, that's exactly right, and I think that there was some discussion at one point that after we actually inventoried city-owned art, we would... inventory public art.
Right.
Yes.
That's
publicly
not
seen art
owned by the city.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that would be a good and this was discussed at one point. It would be good to have an art brochure really for tourists so that they would know where to look at the
like
different.
A walking tour or something. Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. And a number of towns have that, and you know, we've been discussing that and showing samples of other communities that have walking art tour brochures. And then we had a little demonstration at our last meeting. Stacy Johns over at the library, entered. They did were doing a survey of what was in the library for public art, and then we could start to see how the access database looks and works and how you can select.
How do you determine what is art? That's kind of an esoteric question. But.
Well, right now we're doing, I mean, I can't really speak for the committee, but I think what people are inventorying are things that somebody who's a non-artist, would automatically consider to be art. for example,
picture.
Oh, it's gone. Oh, for example, this.
Well, yeah.
The tiles.
Well, I was thinking like the side of the fish plants on the bayfront.
That's next.
Oh, the mural.
That's the mural.
That's our art.
Definitely.
That's huge.
No, that's huge.
It's not our art.
Right.
No, I know.
But we did talk about that.
That should be definitely part of the brochure because.
Yes.
And we did talk about, too, that if someone, you know, calls up and says, well, you know, so-and-so has blah, blah, blah in their front yard. It's a wonderful sculpture, da, da, da. That's part of that public art that we talked about. It would be wonderful to know where all that stuff is as well. So, phase one is get the city's art under control and inventoried, and then move on to things like the murals, which
are lovely.
I love them. I just love them.
We actually had a proposal from someone wanting to do a project with some high school kids to actually do what we're talking about, catalog and create a brochure and a walking tour of those
of the murals,
murals on the base
specifically. Mm-hmm. That's
And I actually ran into him a month ago or so and asked him how he was doing on his projects, and he's still working on that one.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Good.
He's still working on it. So we may hear from him again.
And we can have more than one walking tour because the town's pretty big.
So, for the moment, and then you'll be seeing more on database and when we're showing again. But
the form has had many lives. We've gone over and over.
This is
nice.
One paper.
It looks simple to people, but
I took that draft off because I didn't want to tempt fate.
but this has really had a lot of thought, into it to try to really capture all the aspects of an object that we might.
I can't believe you got it all on one page.
No, I had to change the margins. But you know, having used this, because I did do about 10 of these public art inventory forms for Stacy to use based on pieces that are in City Hall.
Database.
It's pretty functional.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And some fields, we don't always know about each piece, and that's okay too. We get this down, and then ultimately one of our ideas is that that there should be a place on the city website that shows the images and whatever. I mean, that's kind of an idea going around, but whether that's going to materialize at this point, I don't know. But it would be a really nice. Other cities have that. You know, that they have a drop down, and here's all the public art in Bend, or all the public art here, or such and such.
That's a good, I mean, hopefully we'll be able to do that, and we have to wait for Richard, our IT guy. But one of the things we would not include is any value, because
Exactly.
You know, that piece of the council chambers cost $22,500 when it was new, and it's been in there for 10 years now. And I just don't think we want that out in the public.
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't think
Right.
You know, Catherine, one of the things I did not put on the agenda but is in your packet is the revised request of public arts committee form.
Yes.
At the last meeting, there was some discussion about this form. There were some duplications.
Yes.
Which I removed, and so this is the next iteration of that document. And I also took draft off of it.
yes.
We're done.
We'll just add that to the agenda and here. Ralph, what this is about, and of course, you know, we've just been creating everything whole cloth because we're a new committee. We're going to be coming up pretty soon on our first anniversary, however, and that's exciting. But when we have people who come to us with ideas, mock-ups, this, that, whatever, and being a new committee, you know, we didn't have in place some sort of mechanism to guide someone who might be coming in, wanting to either get our advice, get our approval, and, you know, which is, you know, this committee only recommends, you know, any approval is ultimately at city council level, but, you know. So we have devised, again, what, Peggy, this is probably revision 18 or something. certainly, Ralph, when you have an opportunity to look it over, you know, you're not this close to it like we've been, that, you know, you might see something. But we feel that if people fill this out ahead, and we'll summon Mary or Sally, will you speak some more to this request that we've created? Like to.
Well, I can speak to that.
Yeah.
Right when we first became a committee, we had a couple of different people come and talk to us about the projects that they wanted to do that they thought might go on city property. And basically, their projects were so unformed, really, that we weren't able, and they were really asking for endorsement from our committee, basically, so they could write grants. And we didn't feel that we could do that. And so that's how this forum came about. We realized that we really needed to see the big scope of what their project was to even entertain a thought of endorsing them for any reason. So that's really the reason for this. And have we had, was this really kind of used for Jerry's?
Oh yeah, we filled it out, and you all have copies.
So we have used it once.
Yeah,
we've used the proposal for the sculpture, and hopefully we'll have opportunities to use it some more.
That makes a lot of sense.
And I think we hoped that we could do a lot of the legwork before someone went ahead to the council, so that we felt comfortable with it, and the artists felt comfortable with it. That when they do their presentation, they have, you know, their best foot forward in front of the council, and the council doesn't have to kind of look at everything backwards and sideways, that we've kind of already done that. So,
are there any proposals out there now?
No, not that. We have the Spolenberg. But no, not one of this now. And Judy brings up a good point too, is that we see, and you know, when you have a chance to read the policies and procedures and so on of this committee, that we are the ones who do a lot of the legwork about an idea, making sure about certain things relating to whether it's installation or costs or maintenance or so on, so that council can feel confident that it's this committee, you know, that has really worked as best we can to vet some proposal that has, you know, come to us. And so the council isn't doing committee work, I guess, is the thing.
Or have to do committee work.
Right. And, yeah. And some things have sort of fallen away. The big chunk of redwood that was on the beach that there was a proposal for, it was so ephemeral that, you know, the idea and what should we do with it and everything, that's kind of dropped to the wayside, hasn't it?
For the moment, I haven't heard about that hunk of redwood in
just south of Ona Beach, there was a huge chunk that people kept carving things off of, but it was still very large.
I don't remember that.
Has the downtown committee talked to you at all about their sign proposal?
No, I was kind of curious about that at the last meeting, Ralph.
Well, maybe we're not public enough with what people need to do.
I called Peggy about that. Peggy,
this committee, I mean, we have, I guess that what I would say is that this committee could offer suggestions, but signs are really dealt with through our community development.
Is there a code on size and things like that?
There's all kinds of rules. But that's kind of a art slant sign, or sign slant art, or some combination of both, maybe, sort of.
And the other piece of that is that the City Center Newport Association is an association. It's a nonprofit organization. And there's been a long history without money that was...
There's money there for that.
Allocated for something on that corner.
Yeah, first it was a pocket park, and now...
Oh, that's right.
Now it's...
That's but, fine.
but it is kind of curious, and I'm glad you you raised that, because you know I was wondering myself when I saw that it was in the council packets the other night and called Peggy about it. Those of you who remember back, you know, when we used to meet at the Performing Arts Center, and this was, you know, an OCCA group, and whatever, with a lot of, you know, city and council people were on it too at the time, that we had Melissa brought some designs to us. Do you remember that, Sally? And because this was a couple of years ago, you know, because there was this thing that was going to be this pocket park,
yes,
you know,
oh,
at
absolutely.
The corner of Herbert and 101, and there were the pylons, yes, and an obelisk or something or other, and it had art elements in it, and mm-hmm. and that was brought to us to look at, you know, when we had right. task force status at that point.
Right, and but. Also the turnaround south of the bridge, the new road to NOAA.
Oh, right.
And there's a turnaround area right. there. That was also presented to us when we were still a task force. But and so that area is still
an open
opportunity for public art.
But
one of the things that we hadn't got figured out yet was where are all these little places where we could put public art to. So, but I think maybe that's being worked on. At the city level to identify these different pieces of property.
That's exactly right. Derek is
they're working
Derek
on that
has
right
put
now.
Together an inventory of
and that kind of goes along with this request for public art. We had people coming requesting or suggesting these art projects, but they actually had no idea where they would actually put them. And we didn't either, because we weren't aware of what was available in the city for such a thing.
So, what is public and private?
And we'll be very interested to see some information on that.
Has the city actually thought about being proactive and procuring, you know, going out and saying, hey, we've got this 20-by-20-foot space, and here it is.
No, but that's a good idea.
Right. Bringing forth a proposal.
What we would want to do is a call for artists when we identify those spaces.
Put out a request of interest.
Yeah.
And I think we probably, Ralph, correct me if I'm wrong, but want to get the blessing from council before we put out a call for artists.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the other thing is cost. So the council did approve a 1% for art. For public, for the city's buildings, and so the pool will be the first opportunity to have some money to work with for public art for the pool. But we also are recommending that private entities building new properties here in the city also consider 1% for public art, and that money could either go into their building or it could go into the public art fund here at the city. And also, money could go into the public art fund here at the city if the city built something that didn't need public art. For example, a water treatment plant or something like that, where you're not really going to put art.
Well, you don't have to put the art right on the building.
Right.
It could go anywhere
the
else.
The money would go into the fund for public art, and right now we don't have any money.
Big surprise.
In the fund, yet.
In the fund, right.
And, you know, also we've had discussion around this table as well, as when certain aspects of the capital campaign for the Performing Arts Center unfold, some aspects of that will, you know, have a public art, you know, there'll be that component. You know, it obviously doesn't apply to new woofers and speakers and cabling sort of thing. That's not construction and whatever. But something else in closing about this request for public arts committee. Ralph, that we felt, and as I say, you know, and we have, we've spent a lot of time, you know, thinking of things, working on this, going back to our policies and procedures document and whatever. But we as a committee felt that when people do have ideas, that if they have this, that helps them too. You know, maybe they haven't thought of, you know, maintenance, or haven't thought of the nature of the materials that would go into something that would be public art. So it's really something that can really be helpful and guide.
Get organized.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
To follow up on something that Sally said about Percent for the Arts, the planning department has developed a form, a brochure,
right,
that they give to people when they pull building permits. So, telling them that we'll take their money.
We'd love to have
it. If you'd so graciously give us some.
Yeah. I remember they provided that for us at one point, and we had some recommendations. Do you know if they...
I don't remember any recommendations.
Mm-hmm. I think we had some recommendations, and
mm-hmm. I think
it's
so
going
too.
To be changed a
so
little
you
bit.
Thought we approved that.
I'm not sure that we've seen that.
No,
did not get changed.
I just...
Okay.
Because I don't remember that.
Peggy, could we put that on the agenda for January, just to...
Percent for the Arts form?
To see that planning department, the form.
Yes, and also you have the Percent for the Arts new municipal swimming pool on this agenda.
Yeah.
And that's more suited for the January agenda because it's not completely firm yet, and once the council adopts a resolution authorizing the sale of the bonds, which they will be doing on December 2nd, then it's more appropriate to move forward on that. And maybe I can work with Judy and we can get some additional information for you for your January meeting. How does that sound, Judy?
Sure.
Because Judy, I'm sure, will be closely...
Not much, really. It's a cool thing. I mean, I'll certainly be involved with helping, help with design stuff just because it's going to be attached to our building, but I don't think I'll be too involved, but
okay.
I'm certainly interested and
yeah.
can do whatever I can, you know.
The only reason I mention that is just that it's not firm until council adopts that resolution.
Is that
mm-hmm.
it?
That's
uh-huh.
it. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that is it.
Yeah.
I have one thing here that I've written all over.
Yeah.
Percent. Is that what you have, Judy?
Yeah.
City of Newport has created a public arts fund and encourages private developers to voluntarily donate up to 1% of eligible construction costs for this purpose. And then there's some concepts there. And I have some notes about new or remodels. I remember some discussion back.
Something on the back too.
Well, let's see. What do I have?
I don't have notes on mine.
I have Coast Park and Jim Protiva. I don't know.
I know what that was about. Because
what was that about?
Because you guys asked me. There was certain art that was supposed to be installed
right.
at that Coast Park and the Kinetic.
Right, that was another
yes.
project that
right.
was presented to us when we were still a task force.
And uh-huh. he said there's no money left for that.
No money for the Kinetic art.
That they, the artist wanted too much or something and they didn't have any left. So,
mm-hmm. so right, and you're right, Sally, when we were a task force, that
right.
the concept
that
of the benches,
yeah.
the art benches in Coast Park came.
Is Coast Park the new one?
Oh, yeah. That's
yes.
a lot of
yes.
As that. Great.
Okay. Why didn't you say up to 1%? Why not say up to 99%?
Good thinking.
Is there any way of, is there information on there that if they so choose, they can get a hold of somebody to make this?
Please let the Community Development Department
yes.
staff know so we may assist you in that effort if you're interested in making such a contribution.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll have that on the January agenda.
Yeah.
And also we'll put the Percent for the Arts for the pool on January.
Okay. All right. So that's a little premature to do any discussing on that today.
Has anybody had any, from this committee, had any input with the architect on the pool design as it sits today?
No.
We talked about whether we would get to interface with the architect.
And at what point, too.
Right.
We'll hope to have that information in January.
I think so.
I don't know who's talking to the architect at all. Is it just Jim? Yeah.
Well, they'll have to put an RFP out for architects. And the guy that's done it, what's his name? Sherwood.
Sherwood, yeah.
And I don't think they've at all discussed art within that.
Okay,
at this
so we
point,
don't even so. Have an architect.
Right. Right.
Oh, so what were the mock-ups drawn?
Well, you have a basic, no, it's a basic idea of...
Yeah,
of,
the concept.
Here's, yeah, that's a, yeah,
oh,
here's a couple
of
concepts. No, and now they'll go out for an RFP for architects because they have to do all that. And they're still talking about the bonds, and I mean, it's there's so many legal steps in it. They don't, I just asked Jim yesterday, I said, you know, we've got people wondering about next June having a wedding reception in the rec center. Are we going to be breaking ground anytime? I said, I need some kind of a ballpark. So if people start making, you know, reservations a year ahead of time or, you know, 9 months ahead of time where we're at. And he said he doesn't see us breaking ground until, like, January of 15. So,
well, that's probably true. But one of the things that we can do is... We can talk to Jim because I don't know who will be developing that RFP. It's probably going to be Public Works.
I would think so, yeah.
But we can make sure that this percent for the arts...
blurb is in there.
Yeah,
yes.
Gets into the RFP.
I think that's
so that
important.
They are aware of that
yes.
when they bid on the architecture.
Yeah, also work. Included in this design is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah, blah,
very
yeah.
important, actually.
Well, it is to us.
Well, was that 1% considered in the cost estimate when they... came up with the amount?
I sure hope so, because it was in existence.
That's a question for Jim, probably.
Yeah,
he's not here today, but he'll be here tomorrow.
Well, and if, do you mean Jim Protiva?
Yeah.
Because he was one of our liaisons on the task force. So.
And even before we were a task force.
Yeah, right. He really was
OCCA
on that committee from
probably
the very
good to
beginning.
Confirm that.
Yeah,
as
we probably
as
yes.
might have just.
I just made a note.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Junior, were you on the task force too?
No.
Yeah, I wasn't either, so I have no idea of the background. Of
yeah, me either.
Okay, so that'll be something else as part of that topic on the January meeting.
Percent for arts in RFP. How about that?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving along and so on, are there any committee comments?
I would like to let everyone know, I see Peggy has copies here of something I sent to her.
Yes, I got these.
We had two artists show in the upstairs gallery who were both on the Public Arts Committee of Bellingham, Washington. And so,
you want to pass these down so they can get copies.
Once I knew that the pool was going to be on the ballot in the fall, I emailed both of these ladies and asked them and told them what was going on with our public art committee, and they're very excited that we've gone ahead and done that, and they're very supportive. And I basically asked them, since we're in our formative stages, if they had any forms or procedure that might help us with our first percent for art.
Oh,
and
great.
They have sent this document so far, and they've put me in touch with another woman on their public art committee, and she's going to put together some other documents to send us.
Gosh,
so
great.
Hopefully it'll help get us started, because we're going to need to develop a whole procedure now for how we go about doing this. You know.
Shall we put this on the January agenda, and I can maybe draft something
and
that
maybe I'll have more information by then.
Just, and whatever you get,
that's great, Sally.
I'll customize it for us, and then it can be a draft on January's agenda. How's
that
sound?
Wonderful. Awesome.
Thank you, Peggy. Right.
Yeah.
So
and Sally, thank you for
Well, I hope they can send procedure. Really, is what I'm looking for.
Right.
Because it's going to be a procedure, step. And if we can get some help from another city that has a very successful public art program, they actually have a public art sculpture garden in Bellingham that is very well known from talking with them.
That's great. That's awesome. So, thank you.
So Sally,
might
would you
want to
encourage
do this to some other cities? Like, I know Corvallis has all of the sculptures at the corners as you walk around downtown.
Very
and so,
attractive.
You know, I mean, it could be something we'd want to ask some other cities for help with, too.
I'll get some information. I'll put it out on the listserv today.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. And Sally, would you please encourage these people to send their procedures to you so we have them in
time? Well, I'm actually just waiting for them. I've corresponded with another woman.
Great.
And she's supposed to be putting some things together to send to me this week. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard from her, but hopefully we'll get something from her soon.
We also have the information from when we bought the art for this building, the call for artist information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feel like, is that something that WIMA shared with us?
I have it in my office, but I think WIMA was involved in the selection of art for this building, so she's probably well familiar with that, but I have it, so we'll bring that, and whatever else I get from the listserv, I'll bring to the next meeting.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And I can also check when I was on the Public Arts Committee in Ashland, I will check and see, you know, theirs.
Great.
So Peggy, if I'm able to get, you know, some procedures or so on, you know, when I was on the Public Arts Committee in Ashland, so thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I have
so
a colleague there. I'll tell her she needs to get that information.
Yeah. Is it Ann?
No, it's Barbara.
Oh, okay.
She's the city recorder there.
Okay. It was so helpful to us as a committee and then a task force to gather information from other cities in order to put together the policy.
There's
the
no
policy
point
that
reinventing the wheel.
Yeah.
Well, I do that through ORPAs, too, the Oregon Recreation and Park Association. I'm like, does anybody else do this? And what have you done? You know, they send it all out. It's very helpful, you know.
Except I put something on our listserv yesterday and got zilch.
Maybe nobody read it yesterday.
Well, I think they were afraid when they saw it. I asked for a license agreement, and nobody responded.
Okay, well, thank you, Sally. And yes, that is going to be another big next step, you know, with the municipal swimming pool and our procedures and that sort of thing. Anything else on committee comments that... usually we have lots of things going on. So this is nice that you aren't bombarded so much. So it looks like as we are establishing our next agenda that will Stacey Johns be back again in January?
Well, I don't know why we need to have her come back.
I don't know if
because
we do.
One of the reasons I think we put public art inventory discussion on today was that there's sort of a subgroup of this group that's going to be actually inventorying other items and giving those inventory sheets to Stacy. So
and I haven't done mine yet. So
and I, it just takes time. It's really hard when you're working to squeeze in time, at least for me, to wander around the building and inventory an item. And so I think that wasn't Karen on that group. Karen and WIMA.
It was WIMA and Judy and I.
Right.
Okay then, ladies.
Yes.
So Peggy, why don't we just always keep it? Maybe as a placeholder, a standing thing on our agenda, because then as the subgroup, they can report, you know, what they've done, you know, well, you know, I got 4 or 5 more handled and they're to Stacy or, you know, whatever. So does that seem okay with the rest of you? We just... you know, since it is one of our initiatives that...
And it's going to take some time to
get it
through.
It is. It's going to, you know. It'll be on month after month.
I promise to do 5 of them before January.
Well, good for you. I should do that as well.
I'll do five.
Okay, so there's 15.
All right, so there we go. It's on record 5.
Right.
I'm going to do them today, because otherwise I won't do them.
I know. It's yeah.
Okay.
So, Catherine, here's what I have for the January 16th agenda at this point. Present for the Arts Forum. That's the form from the planning department.
Yes.
And then percent for the arts as it relates to the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, that's not from there. Percent for the arts form.
Well, that's from the planning department.
That's the planning department one.
Okay, I had it. I must have it on here twice. Mm-hmm. So percent for the arts brochure from the planning department.
Yeah.
And then percent for the arts pool, the call for artists forms, and what I'll do is just bring as many as I can, and I'll try to maybe pick the best of the best and customize a form that we might use, but I'll bring all of them anyway. And then the public art inventory discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And there are three of us who are going to do five.
Five each!
By January, right?
My gosh.
Well, I'm going to keep emailing you, too.
Good. Good. I mean,
well, it's a good process, you know, because it has to be done in bits and pieces.
I bet they stop opening my emails.
Right.
I bet you stop opening my emails.
No, I've got to get these done so I can say, I have my name.
All right.
So we have decided not to have a meeting in December, is that correct?
Well, we decided that last time.
And because the 16th you're going to be coming to council,
yes.
So, mm-hmm. And it's hard to get a quorum in December for any committee,
yeah,
especially this late in the month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else for the good of the order? Ralph, do you have any observations at the moment about what we do and who we are? And
no.
Can we enlist you to do the inventory?
Go around the city. You might be surprised about my interpretation.
I'll make final
forms
for you.
Very easy to fill out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then this meeting is adjourned, and I wish you all a happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving.
You too.
You're welcome. And some of you might see on December 16th, some of you not. It's okay. That doesn't matter, but at least we'll have some. I think we ought to have some public art committee.
Get the model number from you.
This?